I'm just curious for whether you would like to cut yourself off from emails and social media for 3 months. I mean, and how does one, from a practical purpose, deal with that? Because some people do want to contact you urgently. So how do you deal with the cutting yourself off?
Well, I didn't really see it as cutting myself off. So first of all, if there was an emergency, there were ways that people could get in contact with you. It wasn't meant to be this, a painful severing. It was more, I felt like it was this opportunity to see what would my life be like if I didn't have to do all of those things that, in a way, kind of run my life, you know? And I had small experiences of that when I went on shorter retreats, 1 week or 2 weeks, and I found them really, really enjoyable. My first 1 week retreat was very hard, and then I got used to them. My first 2 week retreat was very hard, and then I got used to it. My first 3 month retreat was a little bit hard. So maybe I need to do that a little bit more, but there was definitely, it was definitely a challenge. I mean, sometimes more than others. Like I said, there were times where I just felt like I will never have this much expansiveness again. No, everyone knew I was gone. Of course, I told them. So it's like no one waiting for an email. Nobody needs me to respond to anything. I can only be here in this moment. That was incredibly liberating. And there were times where I was like, oh my God, can I just check Facebook, please? Like, you know? So, and then I deal with that, you know, part of the practice.
Pytanie było o to, jak sobie poradziłaś właśnie z tym brakiem dostępu do maili i tak dalej, brakiem kontaktu z ludźmi. No i że to nie było, w ogóle nie czułam, że to było jakieś takie ostre odcięcie, w ogóle nie miałam takiego wrażenia, to było bardziej tak, żeby zobaczyć, jak moje życie wygląda, jak nie muszę tych rzeczy wszystkich robić, bo one żyją, jakby one kontrolują moje życie, one dyktują to, jak ja żyję, więc jakby odstawienie tego i zobaczenie, jak życie wygląda. I to było bardzo, muszę powiedzieć, że to było niesamowicie, dało mi takie poczucie oswobodzenia się, uwolnienia się. Wiedziałam, nikt nie czekał, nikt nie potrzebował mnie i ja czułam taką po prostu, taka ogromna przestrzeń się nagle pojawiła w moim życiu. I tak sobie nawet myślałam, kurczę, chyba takiej przestrzeni nie doświadczę potem już, jak te rzeczy znowu będą.
Sorry.
Oh, it's great, actually. It was one of the best descriptions of a retreat that I've heard, actually.
Thank you.